If you think avoiding mirrors, hiding from the scale, or waiting until your arms look good enough is protecting you, I've got news. It's actually making things worse. In this episode, I'm exposing why hiding is the fastest way to keep your arms flabby and your confidence stuck.
You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, arm coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 84. I want to kick this episode off with a question I got from one of my Instagram followers the other day. And listen, if you're not following me on Instagram yet, what are you even doing? Seriously, that's where I'm posting daily tips, quick mindset shifts, and real talk about what it actually takes to tone your arms. So here's the question that came up. If I want to finally tone my arms, should I get rid of all the junk food in my house? Now, most people expect me to say yes, because the common belief is that if you want results, you have to bubble wrap yourself in this perfect environment. No sugar, no snacks, no temptations. Otherwise, you're doomed. But my answer is the opposite, and it's gonna ruffle some feathers. I think if you try to engineer your life so you never face temptation, you're actually putting yourself at greater risk. And that's what we're talking about today. Why women believe keeping triggers out of sight is the only way to succeed. Why I think that mentality is not only unrealistic, but sets you up for a bigger crash later. And how to decide when it makes sense to avoid something and when you need to build muscle, literally and mentally, by facing it head on. For a long time, I bought into the lie that if I could just escape, everything would finally fall into place. You know that fantasy, right? The one where you imagine flying off to some perfect health spa, some retreat in Arizona or Bali, right? Endless green juices, massages, no responsibilities, no family drama, no kitchen full of snacks. I used to daydream, if I could just disappear for a month, then I'd finally have the body, the mindset, the arms I want, right? And I clung to that belief. I remember telling a friend once, if I could just get away from real life and live in that retreat bubble, I'd have the discipline I need. And she looked at me and said, but Christine, what happens when you come back home? When you have to cook dinner, fold laundry, deal with stress, and you can't escape? And she was right. The fantasy was seductive, but it was also a trap, because building toned arms isn't about escaping your life. It's about learning how to build strength, resilience, and trust with yourself inside the life you already have. So let's break this down. You have facts in the world. So let's just take one. I weigh 158 pounds. Okay, that's a fact. Or my triceps are soft. Or I've never been able to do a push-up. Okay, those are measurable, right? Observable facts. But here's the kicker. Your brain adds an entire story on top of those facts. One woman might look at, I weigh 158 pounds and immediately think, I'll never look toned. My body is stuck. This is hopeless. Another woman at the same weight might think, I'm getting stronger every week. My arms are going to show up with consistency. Same number, same body. Two completely different experiences. Circumstances are neutral, always. That's why you'll hear some women talk about things most of us would label terrible and say, actually, that was the best thing that ever happened to me. Whether it's an injury, hitting rock bottom with motivation, or failing at every diet under the sun, it becomes a blessing only because of the thoughts you attach to it. But here's the problem. Most of us don't realize this is happening. The think, feel, act cycle is running on autopilot all day long. Your brain is labeling everything as good or bad, fair or unfair, success or failure. And you believe the label. You think your arms, your metabolism, your age, your schedule, that those things are what create your frustration. But it's not true. It's not your age. It's not your arms. It's not the fact that you're 54 or 64 or that you've tried 100 programs before. It's your thoughts about those facts. This is why so many women dream about escaping their reality, like running away to that perfect health spa I mentioned earlier, because they think the only way to feel better about their body is to get away from the circumstances of their life. And this is exactly why so many women struggle with food, exercise, and toning their arms. They say, "It wouldn't be so hard if my husband didn't keep chips in the house." Or, "It wouldn't be so hard if my friends weren't always drinking wine." Or, "It wouldn't be so hard if I had more free time." But here's the truth. What makes it hard isn't the chips or the wine or the time. What makes it hard are the unconscious thoughts you have about those things. Thoughts like, "I can't resist that. I deserve this after a long day. I'll start tomorrow. This is too hard for someone my age." Those thoughts are what create the feelings of deprivation, frustration, shame, or defeat. Not the food, not your arms, not your schedule. If those external things were inherently the problem, then every single woman would feel the same way about them. And they don't. Which is proof that you can change your thoughts. And when you do, you change your desire, your discipline, and ultimately your results. Now, the reason so many women believe that having junk food in the house or seeing their reflection in the mirror is like playing with fire is because they don't understand the think, feel, act cycle. They believe that their environment itself creates the desire. If chips are in the pantry, I'll eat them. If there's dessert on the counter, I won't be able to resist. If I see my arms in the mirror, I'll feel shame. But food, mirrors, your age, your body, none of these things actually create your feelings. They're circumstances. They're neutral. They don't mean a thing until you add a thought. Think back before you ever worried about the shape of your arms. Remember being a kid running around in a tank top in the summer? You weren't obsessing about your triceps. You weren't at a birthday party thinking, "This cake is going to ruin me." You didn't yet have the thoughts that created that kind of desire or shame, which means your thoughts aren't fixed. You can change them. I've gone from thinking my arms are proof I failed, I need to hide them, to my arms are proof I'm strong and consistent, even when they're still a work in progress. That shift could never happen if my arms were inherently good or bad, okay? They're neutral. Now, I know some of you are pushing back right now, but Christine, when I eat sugar, my body changes. When I skip workouts, I lose tone. How can that be neutral? Sure, okay? Food, exercise, even aging, they all create physical effects in the body. But what you make those mean, what you make those effects mean is 100% up to you. You can think, "This means I'm lazy and hopeless." Or you can think, "This is feedback, and I get to decide what happens next." Same circumstance, two different results. And here's where it gets kind of polarizing. trying to protect yourself by eliminating all temptation is the fast track to staying stuck. You can empty your pantry, avoid mirrors, refuse to wear tank tops, hide from photos. But guess what? The world isn't going to bend to your comfort zone. You will encounter food. You will see yourself in a mirror. You will be invited to the summer barbecue. If you've trained your brain to believe that the only way to survive is to eliminate everything that makes you uncomfortable, you've actually made yourself weaker. You've avoided the very thing that would build your mental strength, learning how to manage your thoughts about those circumstances. So let me give you an example. I've walked into parties where the dessert table was loaded with cupcakes, and it was the same as if someone had put out a bowl of raw potatoes. Okay? Neutral. No desire. Because my thoughts, not the cupcakes, decide what happens next. That's the kind of strength I want for you. Because here's the truth. If you spend your life trying to remove every trigger, you'll never actually build the self-trust it takes to be a naturally toned woman. And the minute life hands you a circumstance you didn't control, right? Like the food at a restaurant or the reflection in a dressing room mirror, you'll crumble. That's why I say this. The goal isn't to avoid the cupcakes or the sleeveless tops. The goal is to face them on purpose and rewrite what you make them mean. So when women say, if you want toned arms, you can't have junk food in the house, or you can't look in the mirror until you're ready, what that actually does is deny how the think, feel, act cycle works. And even worse, it denies your free will. Chips can't jump into your mouth. Sleeveless tops can't shame you. The number on the scale can't ruin your day. All of those things just sit there. But if you hand over your power by believing those circumstances are so strong that they can control you, you've already lost. Because here's what happens. You spend all your time running from triggers, and then life throws one at you unexpectedly. And in that moment, you crumble, not because of the chips or the tank top or the scale, but because you trained your brain to believe you were powerless against them. Now, let's talk about the scale, because this is where it really clicks. And brace yourself, because this is going to blow some of your minds. The number on the scale is neutral. It's just data. That's it. You don't feel anything until you think something about that number. But for years, I didn't know that. I thought that number meant everything about me. If the number dropped, I felt worthy. If it went up, I spiraled into shame. I'll never forget being in high school, stepping on that scale every single morning. And the truth is, it didn't matter what it said. I already had a story attached. I'm too big. I'm not enough. Or maybe today I'm a little skinnier, so maybe I'm okay. The number itself didn't ruin my day. My thoughts about it did. Eventually, I thought I found the answer. Just stop weighing yourself. Problem solved, right? If I didn't see the number, I couldn't feel bad. And so I avoided the scale for years. I told myself, I'm protecting my mental health. But here's the catch. Scales don't just vanish from the world. Every doctor's appointment, every physical, every weigh-in became a full-blown scene. I beg the nurse not to tell me the number, go through all this drama just to avoid facing a neutral piece of data. Do you see the problem here? I gave the scale more power by running from it. And I see women do this with their arms every single day. They avoid mirrors, avoid sleeveless tops, avoid photos, and think, if I just don't see it, I won't feel bad. I remember once being in a doctor's office for a physical. I had told the nurse not to tell me the number on the scale, so she weighed me, wrote it down, and stayed quiet. A couple minutes later, the doctor walked in, glanced at my chart, and casually said, "Okay, so you're 180. My head exploded. Why? Because I hadn't done any work on my thoughts. I had spent years hiding from numbers, thinking the number itself had the power to crush me. But the truth is, the number never had power. My thoughts did. And because I never confronted them, they just sat there like landmines, waiting to detonate the moment I was forced to face the data. That's what hiding does. You think you're protecting yourself, but really you're strengthening the lie. You're reinforcing the belief that the number or the mirror or the photo or the tank top is what makes you feel shame. And as long as you believe that, you never touch the real problem, your thinking. When I first started coaching, I had a mentor who suggested weighing myself every day, not to obsess over the number, but to drag my thoughts out into the light. I thought she was insane, right? Like, why would I torture myself daily? I'll feel awful every single morning. But the point wasn't the number. The point was to see all the ugly, automatic thoughts it brought up. I'm disgusting. I'm behind. I'll never catch up. My body's too old. Because once I could see those thoughts, I could start questioning them. And when you question your thoughts, you take back your power. Think about this. Your weight is literally nothing more than your gravitational pull on Earth. That's it. Neutral. Same with the size of your arms, the sag of your triceps, or the reflection staring back at you in a photo. Neutral. They don't tell you anything about your worth, your beauty, your discipline, or your future until you assign a thought. This is why I tell my clients, stop hiding. Stop ducking out of photos. Stop refusing to wear sleeveless tops. Stop turning away from mirrors like they're the enemy. Because the longer you avoid those data points, the stronger your unchallenged thoughts get. And then one day, someone tags you in a photo on Facebook, or you accidentally catch your arms in the dressing room mirror, and it's like a bomb goes off. Now, let me be clear. I'm not saying you should throw yourself into the deep end tomorrow. If you're just starting out, you don't have to take selfies every day or wear tank tops to every event. Just like I don't recommend pouring a glass of wine to stare at if you're fresh off quitting drinking. In the beginning, it's okay to step back a little, right? To clear out some junk food, to avoid hyper-triggering situations. But don't live there. Don't build your life around avoiding, because the real growth happens when you can face those circumstances head on, see what thoughts appear, and then deliberately rewrite them. Here's the question I want you to sit with. Am I hiding? If the answer is yes, and it's been that way for a while, then it's time to challenge it. Maybe you're not ready to try on the sleeveless dress yet. Fine, okay? Then grab a journal and imagine it. Write down, what would I think if I walked into a party in a tank top? What would I think if someone posted an unflattering photo of me? What would I think if the scale went up 5 pounds? But here's the thing, my friends. If you're hiding from your thoughts about your arms, you can't change them. And if you can't change them, you're stuck. Stuck with the same shame, the same frustration, the same self-loathing you've been carrying for years. You think avoiding the mirror is protecting you. You think refusing to wear sleeveless tops is saving you. It's not. It's keeping you small. Because one day, mark my words, you're going to run into a situation you can't control. A photo gets posted. A family member makes a comment. You catch your reflection in the dressing room mirror. And then what? You explode because you never did the work to change the thoughts underneath. This is why I tell women, stop running, stop avoiding, stop building your life around hiding. Being around the things you fear on purpose exposes the thoughts that are actually holding you back. It's not fair my body aged this way. Why me? I hate that I can't eat whatever I want. I'll never look toned again. People are judging me. I'm too old. That's the real problem. Not your arms, not the food, not the mirror. It's the thoughts you've rehearsed for decades. And listen, you don't need to escape your life. You don't need to hide in oversized sweaters or swear off every photo for the rest of time. You need to look at your thoughts dead in the eye. Because if you can look at them, you can question them. If you can question them, you can change them. And if you change them, you change everything. That's how the think, feel, act cycle works. You want toned arms? You want confidence? You want to stop starting over? Then stop giving circumstances all the power. Stop telling yourself the chips, the mirror, the tank top, the scale are the problem. They're not. Your thinking is the problem. And that's the best news ever because your thinking is also the solution. All right, that's the fire for today. If you love this rant and you want me to cover a certain topic on the podcast, DM me over on Instagram at The Arm Coach. And if you're ready to stop hiding and finally step into the identity of a naturally toned woman, then it's time to get serious. I'll see you next week.
Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to sculpted arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today and talk soon in the next episode.